Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. U.S. futures are pointing to a slightly lower open. European equity markets have opened marginally higher, following mostly positive Asian trade. U.S. dollar is stronger versus Japanese yen, but weaker versus euro and sterling, while Aussie dollar is seeing strong gains after the Reserve Bank of Australia's rate hike. Treasury yields are down at both the short and long ends. WTI crude oil futures are lower. Gold is a tad lower, too. In macro news, it's a big week for central bank updates, and markets are now looking ahead to Wednesday's Fed meeting. The Fed is set to hike rates by 25 basis points and signal the possibility of a pause thereafter. The forward commentary, however, is in focus as strategists flag the potential for a hawkish surprise that can trip up markets given the dovish rate outlook. The European Central Bank will also likely raise rates by 25 basis points and potentially hint at further tightening. This is supported by the lending survey showing there's substantial tightening in credit conditions. The Reserve Bank of Australia has unexpectedly raised the cash rate by 25 basis points overnight. The bank has maintained a hawkish bias, noting that while inflation has fallen, it is still too high. The surprise rate decision has led to the repricing of the rate path, with markets factoring in another 25 basis point hike in the coming month. Elsewhere, South Korea's inflation has fallen in line with expectations, strengthening the view that the Bank of Korea rate hikes are over. More on the data front, the Eurozone final PMI has been revised up from flash. The German March retail sales result has disappointed. The UK shop price inflation has eased, and the nationwide house prices data is better than forecast. In other developments, Treasury Secretary Yellen has estimated that the Treasury will run out of cash as early as the 1st of June. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the March job openings and labor turnover survey and the March factory orders, as well as the weekly Redbook chain store and weekly API crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Pfizer, T. Rowe Price, Cisco, Marriott International, and Zebra Technologies. These are posting results before they open. Ford Motor, Starbucks, and Advanced Micro Devices will report after the close. In corporate news, the FDIC has put First Republic Bank into receivership as J.P. Morgan has agreed to assume its deposit and most of its assets. Morgan Stanley is planning to cut 3,000 jobs this quarter, according to Bloomberg. United Health Group has lost a legal battle with Envision Healthcare and it must pay damages of $91 million, according to the Financial Times. In Asia, equity markets went mostly higher on Tuesday in cautious trade. Japan finished the day mixed, with Nikkei slightly higher, but the Topix still underwater. Australia went sharply lower on the Reserve Bank of Australia's surprise rate announcement. The rest of Asia traded in the positive territory, with Hong Kong seeing a volatile day but ending higher, South Korea and Taiwan both up, and Southeast Asia mostly higher. Following the mostly higher levels in Asia, European equity markets have opened mixed. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.